Try, try again. Imagine your reaction to these situations. You don't get the promotion you were working so hard toward. You save up for a new car, only to have an emergency home repair use up all your extra money. You train for months for a mini marathon, but don't make it into the final cut. In each example above, you could feel defeated and give up, or lick your wounds and try again. Which strategy would you choose? Choose resilience. Life shifts, changes, and surprises us all the time. What we hoped and planned for doesn't always happen. In order to thrive, we need to learn to adapt. That's where resilience comes into play. Resilience is always having a plan B and being ready to act on it. Think of it as being hardy enough to plow through disappointments and start over again. How can you build resilience? No one is born resilient. You have to learn and practice the skills and attitude. Here are some steps that can help you. Develop an optimistic view of life. Believe that problems can be overcome and get to work on solving them. Learn how to set goals and make reasonable plans. Spend time noticing your strengths and capabilities. Learn from your past to reach better outcomes. Manage your feelings so they don't get in the way of your growth. Give and get support from friends and family. Take care of yourself so you can feel great and act effectively. Need help becoming more resilient? You might consider getting coaching or counseling to improve your toughness in recovering from setbacks, or read an article or book about resilience. Focusing on resilience can make you a happier, healthier, and more successful person. This concludes the reading of Try, Try Again. For more information and resources about resilience and wellness, visit your member website. Information used in Try, Try Again comes from www.apa.org/helpcenter/road-resilience.aspx.